Welcome to the greatest men's club in the world. It's not a country club, it's a grilling club, where every weekend they're going to talk about taking an animal and throwing it on some scorching flames and turning it into the tastiest morsels of goodness on this earth. As a matter of fact, it's kind of caveman, but they don't drag women into their cave. No, they're going to teach you how to make that food so good you can lure them into your cave and keep her hair looking good. When you want to find the center of the barbecue universe, just look at a map of North America and look for that big grilling mitt. That's where they're at. It's the Grilling Guys.
Welcome. You are listening to Grilling Guys on the Grilling Guys Talk Network. It's the weekend. Put your feet on the floor and get out in that backyard and fire up a grill, a smoker, or even a deep fryer if that's what you're into. But summer is here and the time is right for doing a little Q in your backyard. I'm Jop and he's Barbecue Bob. What's cooking, baby?
What's going to be cooking? That's the question, man.
Well, yeah, got a little demo today we're going to be doing over at Garrett's Appliance on 28th Street in Byron Center on the southwest side of Grand Rapids. You blew town on me, so we're going to be doing that solo
today. Sometimes I just have obligations, buddy.
I get it. I had them last weekend, and we're going to talk a little bit about that, too, because I know I'm really curious about how it went down at Fort Bragg, and you spent some time down there representing us for Operation GI Barbecue, and we got a report back on how that went. So why don't we do that? Why don't we do that right now? Oh, you wanted me to talk about what I did last weekend first.
Yeah, I want to know how that judging went.
You know what? It was cool. I was over in Grand Haven on the lakeshore on the west side of Michigan here, and it was a Memorial Day, and I judged a barbecue contest. And it was weird. The weather was great here in Grand Rapids. Got out there, and it was raining on the lakeshore, so the attendance was down a little bit, and really surprising to me, about half of their contestants bailed because of the rain. So fair weather barbecue, come on, you got to man up a little bit. But I still had several types of ribs and side dishes that I judged, and we had a great time. And
must have been a low entry fee, huh?
Yeah, must have been, exactly. But no, it was a good time, and you know what? It's always a great thing when we can spend time with the veterans and the folks in the VFW hall. U.S. Representative Heisinger was a co-judge with me. They served us samples in these little paper trays. He didn't know what to do. He was used to eating his pork out of a barrel, but he figured it out after a time or two, and we got it done. So it was all good. We had a good time.
All right. Yeah, where do I go with that? Pork barrel politics. I had a wonderful time at Fort Bragg. As it turns out, I got there like Wednesday night, 10:30 at night. I finally got to my hotel. And the next morning, I got right over to the Boss Center, which is better opportunities for single soldiers. They're the ones that actually receive the equipment.
Awesome.
Yeah, and a bunch of great people that help the troops, help the single soldiers. And it's, you know, they're basically there as morale boosters. It reminded me of like a church youth group, you know, where it's this hall with games and all kinds of stuff. And the soldiers just mill around and come in and hang out. But they didn't mill around Thursday night because they knew the barbecue was coming on at 5:30. So they were lining up at 4.
Awesome.
But as it turns out, that day I got, of course, this big, beautiful American barbecue smoker, this judge all set up. Taught the guys that are going to run it how to do brisket and butts. I was done by 9:30. At 10 o'clock, began the bus shuttles over to a drop zone. It just so happened that Thursday was All-American Day, which I had never heard of before, but the 82nd are called the All-Americans.
Okay.
And once a year, they have this giant military festival, and they bring out the cannons and the tanks and the paratroopers, the 82nd Airborne, did a jump in front of the parade field, and they had bleachers set up. It was just a fantastic day. It was 90 degrees, but so I got to ride a bus out to a drop zone, and here it is, this giant military festival. I had nothing to do for 4 or 5 hours anyway. So
right, it's cooking.
It
yep,
was picture perfect.
Cool day.
Yeah, and I was invited to the platform with a brigadier or major general.
Right.
Martin.
Yep. I saw you a Facebook picture with you
star.
And the brass.
Yep. And so yep. I've never seen a parade from where the generals see it before. Yep. That was pretty cool.
Pretty much no one has except the generals, right?
Yeah. And I got to sit up in the bleachers with all the other folks and watch A-10 Warthogs come in and obliterate some targets. They brought out the big 155s and they were shooting targets. The Warthogs dropped bombs. It was all live round demonstration. And they had the pilots, all the pilots, intercom speaking to traffic controllers, were over our PA system.
Oh.
So all the communications you heard, and it really
live,
brought me back
time,
in time. Yeah. it was just like being in a cockpit, just like listening to all the controllers. It's such a cool experience that,
wow. That is cool.
It had been many, many years since I've heard anybody call out commands like that. And Pope Air Force Base is right next door. And I'd heard of Pope. I just never realized what they did there. And it's right next to Fort Bragg for a reason, because they've got all these giant cargo ships, which I used to work on, and then all the troops right next door. So when you need to do a deployment, I mean, it's a perfect match. So all these C-17s came flying over, dropping parachutists, the 82nd Airborne. And I'll tell you what, this was picture-perfect military operation. I mean, these planes would fly over, and the guys would come out. It was,
are they coming out the back end?
Yeah.
Yeah, right.
Yeah, it's a lot safer that way.
Yeah.
Well, first the pilot jumps.
Right, yeah.
And it was just a nonstop stream. You can look at our Facebook page for the Grilling Guys and see some of the video I took with my phone. The sun was so bright. I apologize. The video is not the greatest because I could not see my screen. I mean, it was so stinking hot and so bright that I was just kind of aiming at hoping I got them, and most of the time I did. But it was very cool because we're sitting here watching these A-10s dance around and shoot things, and this one swooped down and dropped some bombs, and I didn't catch it. And in the video, you hear some pop, 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 but if you're in the stands there, you feel the concussion, and you hear this boom, 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 and I flinched a little bit.
Yeah.
I was like, whoa, I didn't see that one coming.
Yeah. So the exercises were over, and then did you get back to the grill?
I went back to the boss center, and the troops started shuffling in around maybe 4 o'clock. And I worked with the civilian people that run boss and a couple of GIs that are the GI counterparts that are the officers over it, and a couple of great guys. I just had a lot of fun hanging out with these kids and teaching them all about this smoker. Dude, this Judge smoker, you will be chomping at the bit to cook on one of these things, and
really?
Hopefully we get a chance.
It looked like it had a rotisserie inside of it.
Well, they put the casing there for the rotisserie racks, but this one had all fixed racks, which I prefer anyway.
Uh-huh.
You get a lot more product on
sure.
it. But what a built unit. Hats off to American Barbecue Systems. American Stockyard sauce went over huge. These kids were putting sauce on things that didn't need sauce
yeah.
on because the sauce was so good.
That's not an indication of your barbecue, though, is
oh,
it?
Oh, so good. and God bless Sobe Meats. They gave me a bunch of butts and briskets to take out.
Oh, sure.
That was so nice because really had to jump through some hoops to get that meat approved
yeah.
on base. And as it turns out, the inspector never even came. I spent weeks communicating with her. She didn't even show up.
Well, she knew you were good, man.
Ugh.
I mean, you were well intended, and she knew it. And she, it's a government. You got to do things. With,
government,
right? It's government.
So, so the first load of GI barbecue was delivered, and I got to tell you, now I'm really inspired. Now I feel like what we did is a whole lot better.
Cool.
Before it was a pipe dream.
Yep.
Now it's reality. I could see these kids eating. And I could see the anticipation and then watching them just sit around and hanging out. And it's very cool.
Yeah, and we're going to do more of it. So, stick with us because this is the first of a couple drops we're going to make. This was our maiden voyage, and it sounds like it went really well. I was unable to attend, but Barbecue Bob represented us well. So hats off to you, Bob, for making a trip. I know it was like a 13-hour drive down there.
2 days.
Yeah. Coming up next, we've got Brad Ensing from Garrett's Appliance, and you're going to want to listen to this because he's got some great tips on grills and equipment. You're listening to Grilling Guys on the Grilling Guys Talk Network. Stick with us. We'll be back.